Again, blessings on your intentions. Always a good day when we gather as a parish family and pray for one another's intentions. Our decorators were here right after the wedding that I had, so beautiful decorations as we get ready for Thanksgiving. And of course, the flowers there by the Blessed Mother statue from Linda Dawes's funeral. So the Book of the Dead, and we remember our deceased loved ones, especially families that buried a loved one this past year. And of course, continued prayers for my friend Deacon Andy and for the Linda Dawes family. And blessings for your intentions. A rather new feast on the liturgical calendar, the last Sunday of the year, called Christ the King, established by Pope Leo XI in 1925. So a rather recent addition to our calendar. And as I said, kind of the idea, well, at the end of the year, you know, maybe like a reflection, how am I doing as a follower of the Lord? Or I guess I was thinking maybe the children, well, what kind of grade would you get, you know, as a follower of the Lord? What would you give yourself? Well, you don't have to answer. I was thinking room for improvement. Wouldn't we all kind of say, oh, yes, room for improvement or time for improvement. So, of course, we never know how long we live on this earth, but by next week, a new year starts. See, oh, time for improvement. I was reading the gospel and I noticed a word came up several times. So now I'll give you time to think or answer. Which word am I thinking of? It repeated several times. Did you get it? See, if this is a grade school mass, I would wait for a hand. Save. Did you think of that? It's several times in here. Save, saved. But they were misunderstanding. In fact, it said, they sneered at him. Oh, you know, well, you know what that word means, huh? To mock, you know, to deride. They sneered at him. Really? The Savior? Because, see, they failed to understand. But I was thinking, well, we save, don't we? A legitimate question. Maybe even the younger people. What are you saving for something? A new bicycle, a car, a retirement. A lot of us are older here. Are you saving for retirement? A home, depends on what age you are. Saving for college or a vacation. See, we save because, well, it's something that, you know, one day there it's a value to us. And, it, you know, one day in the future, we want to enjoy that. And so we save, see? Well, faith in Jesus, following Jesus, see? And what's the Savior? What's he saving us for? It was the last word of the gospel. This day, you will be with me in paradise. See, that's what Jesus is saving us for. Of course, the people of old, they always thought, they hoped, he would be saving them from. And of course, we do say that, you know, after the rosary, save us from the fires of hell, you know, sure. But they were hoping that he would save them from, well, specifically, the Romans, difficulties, life's sorrows, that he would save them from that. Well, we believe in you. Aren't you the Savior? Well, then save us from, see, difficulties, sufferings, death. Well, sometimes when that happens to us, then we go, why, O Lord? How come you allow this or that? I thought you were saving us from, you know. But no, just, you know, we pray, but the Lord does not save us from life. Life has its joys, but sorrows, see? And so they misunderstood. They sneered at him. Well, I thought you were going to save us. I thought you would be another David. That's the first reading. He was the great king, see? He united the people. He united the nation. Lord knows we need a little of that today, see? And yet, no, Jesus was not that kind of a Savior. In fact, he specifically said, "My kingdom is not of this earth." And the gospel kind of gives us the only one who recognized that. Who was that one? The good thief, see? He said, "Lord, Jesus, you know, when you come into your kingdom, welcome me. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." The kingdom, he realized, not of this earth, see? And so Jesus said, yes, see, I am saving you for paradise. But then I was thinking, it's not just, you know, at the end of life or when it's our time to die, because we have a lot of younger people here, and well, yeah, that's for later. What about now? What about today, see? And I was thinking, well, what kind of a kingdom does the world need? And can we bring it about? Well, we'll hear it in the preface. This is what the kind of kingdom the world needs. You can be a member, a subject, a follower of this kingdom by the way we live. We can bring about this kingdom. We'll listen for it in the preface. A kingdom of truth and life, a kingdom of holiness and grace, a kingdom of justice, love, and peace. That's the kingdom the world needs. And we can help bring it about by the manner of our life. Our profession of faith, I believe
in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe.